Good morning. This is the Second Date Update brought to you by 1-800-INJURED, the Bethune Law Firm. On this beautiful Monday morning, if these people happen to get it, if they happen to get a second date, they get $100. Who's on the line?
Hey, what's up? This is Aaron.
Aaron, good morning. What's going on?
All right. So I'm calling because I've been dating a girl named Kiana for a couple months or whatever. You know, I haven't heard from her since the last time we linked up, and I'm seeing if you guys could reach out to her for me.
Well, what did y'all do the last time y'all hooked up?
I mean, everything was good. I thought the relationship was going good. Brought her to the crib and was doing a little Netflix, watching Snowfall or whatnot. And, you know, she was kissing on me. I was kissing on her. I was getting into the mood and everything. And I don't know if I took it too fast or whatever, but, you know, I got up and, you know, I started taking my clothes off. I took my drawers off and everything. And she just kind of got... I don't know, like, she looked like she was shocked and, like, she left.
Okay, well, as a woman, I am thinking it could be one or two things. What's her name?
Kiana.
Kiana, okay, so we will give Kiana a call. Just put your phone on mute and do not chime in until we tell you to, okay?
All right, cool.
All right, go ahead, put your phone on mute.
What y'all think going on?
Listen, it was either small or it was small.
Hello?
Hey, good morning. Am I speaking with Kiana, please?
This is she. How can I help you?
Hey, Miss Kiana, I don't mean to bother you. Sound like you may be a little busy, but listen, I just need to speak with you for about, you know, 3 to 5 minutes.
Okay, and who is this?
Listen, Miss Kiana, this is Young Jock. I got Sue Solo and Shawty Shawty on the phone with the Streets Morning Takeover. It's the morning radio show. We have a segment on the show called Second Date Update, Miss Kiana, and we need to speak with you.
Okay, and what is this in reference to?
This is in reference to you, your future, a brighter future, Miss Kiana.
Okay.
Are you currently dating someone?
No, I am single.
You're not.
No.
Were you dating someone?
No, I was seeing someone.
Okay, this person you were seeing. Do you mind telling us about it? Who was it?
It was this young man named Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
Please don't tell me this is about Aaron.
It's more so about you.
Okay. Well, it was a young man named Aaron. I met him. We started hanging out, kicking it. Everything was going smooth. One night, we decided to do Netflix and chill. And things got a little heated. And once they got a little heated, I got overheated by him. I got nauseated. A very sickening moment. I was very disappointed in what happened and what I smelt. Once he pulled his pants down, something hit me that I've never, ever smelt before in my life.
Oh, my God. It elephant
was
ass.
Malodorious. Like, it was worse than punk. It was worse than musty.
What?
It was so sickness.
So what did you smell? What exactly had to smell? He had to smell?
Yes.
You smelt something?
It was his thing?
His penis.
Oh, Lord.
I wasn't sure this man hadn't been circumcised and he wasn't cleaning properly. But as a grown 33-year-old man, I'm like, and I knew he knew something because of the way he looked at me. And I was like, I need to go to the restroom right quick. So I go to the restroom. And I called my friend. I said, girl, you got to call me. I got to leave here quick. And she was like, what's going on? I said, man, Aaron smelled like her funk. Like he had been to the gym playing ball for about 5 days straight and then bang. Wow.
Well, Miss Kiana, I have some news for you, baby. We actually have him on the phone. I think he now knows what his problem was. Oh, no. Ain't
I'm
no plan.
Sorry, sis.
He on the phone. Well, yeah, bro.
Hey, Aaron.
I'm a personal trainer. You know that. And when I came and picked you up, you were adamant about doing this Netflix and thing. Mm-hmm. I came and picked you up right after my gig.
But between me getting to your house, Aaron, and 30, 40 minutes of foreplay and talking and chilling, you couldn't get in your head that I need to run to take a shower?
I mean, you just ran out the house. You couldn't just tell me that, you know, I was smelling fine. I could have showered there.
You that wasn't just about you personal training on that day. The way you smelled, babe.
You never smelled that. You never said anything about that before.
What? Because I never smelt you like that before. That's the first time we went to that level. Don't play. Don't front on the radio.
So you smell like that all the time, Aaron?
Come on now.
I don't even know what smell she's talking about. All the other ladies said I smell good. You know, I don't know what she's talking about.
All the other ladies say you smell good. They probably funky too. Don't play.
I got a quick question. You keep on to my he funky. How old are you?
36. That's and he's 33.
You sound 66. I'm sorry.
Boy, bye. She
sound 30. Wow.
Don't worry about
it. The only word would go with funky. After you say funky, you got to say fresh.
Okay, so Miss Kiana, it sounds like you were very, very turned off, very disappointed. I don't see why you wouldn't be. But the man did not know what was going on, apparently. I don't know, but he's calling because he's looking for you. So what's it going to be? You going to rock with him or not?
He get them balls. I mean.
Did she say balls?
I think she did.
What could you do different, Aaron?
I guess I'd have to wash my balls.
Front to back or side to side?
Yes,
always around as long as I can make love to you.
Wow. No, you're going to have to wash that thing.
You're going to have to go deep. You're going to have to go deeper than that.
Nasty.
That button is deep cleaning.
Yeah.
You sound like a candidate for Shawty's new ball wipe. Yes, man. They're kind of like baby wipes. They're made for your balls. You just pull them out your back pocket, stick it out in your pants, and wipe away. Yes, Shawty's ball wipe at 1-800-SHAWTY.
I mean, other than, you know, to be honest, Jock, other than, you know, that, everything was cool with Aaron and I.
All right, so it sounds like you down with it. It sounds like, Aaron, you're going to get a fast shot, man. Go get them balls, wash shirts, get them 1-800-SHAWTY ball wipes. All right, man, on behalf of 1-800-Engine-Bethune-Law-Firm, y'all would get $100, man. Y'all pick this $100 up. Congratulations. Not many people get it, but y'all got it. Hey, y'all call us up. Let's talk about this second date update. 1-866-YUNGJLC. That's 1-866 Young Jock. Keep it where you got it. Young Jock and the streets want to take over. Yeah.